This has been going on maybe a year. There's been little places in the house where I've noticed there's water here under. This seems a bit damp. And you know, when the sunlight comes through, you can see where things are damp. And it's been moving through the three floors of the house. The waste pipe in the bath upstairs has not been attached. I'm at the kitchen sink and I just put on a brand new white cashmere sweater. And so I'm thinking, I'm like, cat's whiskers, and I'm there. And suddenly I look and there's this brown drip. It was shit.
Crazy. Hey, but that's how it goes.
I need to go to a happier place.
I feel romantic.
Shut up, Ozzy.
Just go to bed, darling.
All right, change the subject.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Osbournes podcast. I am Kelly.
I'm Sharon.
And I'm Ozzy.
Mom, move your mic closer to you, Mama. So, we are now entering into part two of the great debate.
The big debate.
I've thought of something I want to ask you.
Go on.
What will you do if when little Sid gets older and he said, Mum, I'm going to get a tattoo?
I know that I can't stop him from getting tattoos, even though I
will help him
pick the right artist and the right thing.
But what if you wanted to go all out like Jack and have his buddy?
There's nothing I can do. It would make me very sad, but there's nothing I can do.
Well, how can you have rules of, like you were saying yesterday about, I can't remember the last episode about, I can't remember what
like
you...
Like social media?
Yeah, and you can't.
Well, because until he's 18, he can't do that anyway. And if he's in my house at 18, he absolutely cannot do that.
Tattoos?
Because it's illegal until you're 18. Once he's 18...
No. You got him.
I know. I had the connections,
That's exactly what I'm saying.
I would be devastated. But ultimately, there's nothing I can do. But I can teach him about tattoo artists and that there are good tattoo artists out there.
As parents, we all have these things, oh, I don't need to have a tattoo. Do as I say, don't do as I do.
Yeah. How can you tell him
not to have a tattoo until he's you have already? You know?
Do you regret your tattoos?
So many of them I regret, but the ones I really regret, I got removed.
But you know what?
Let me tell you, Kelly,
it's you.
It is me. Like I love the tattoos that I have.
At first it was like, what the fuck is you doing? But it's like, it's you now.
Yeah. And I think yours are very you. I'm glad that Mum doesn't have any because it would look weird.
I don't like the tattoos now that everybody gets, the little scribbles everywhere. Tattoos. All these different little scribble things everywhere.
The thing about tattoos, you get the latest fucking design or black and white or whatever. But there's always the next one, the infrared or some shit.
Or like when you go under a blue light, they... glowing and all sorts.
Do they?
There's some inks that you can get that when you go under blue light.
The thing that I would be very, very upset if one of my kids caught that tattoos on his face.
Some people do it because they think it makes them look hard.
He might want to do that.
And then that will be his burden to bear. But it would break my heart if he got his face tattooed.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, if your sibling wants to do something, it's fucking. I wonder how them parents of that kid, the people who cut their noses off.
Oh, you know, no, don't even nurses. Tattoo their eyes and shit.
The extreme body modifications, I don't quite understand them. Is that need to be different so bad, that need to stand out so much that you go to extremes?
Well, you make yourself look like a prat.
What if your kid was one of them?
He won't be.
But you don't know. The whole thing I'm saying.
You can say what if, and I can only tell you that it would break my heart. But you have to let them be them.
They have families. I mean, the one
I'd
guy,
accept him if he was
the one guy looks fucking scary. It didn't look good, but like I went into the piercing shop at Sunset Boulevard,
mm-hmm.
and there was a young girl. She had her neck probably black. And I'm thinking, it doesn't look good.
Yeah, now they just black do out. Their blackout on it's their bodies. It's like, I don't quite get that.
I have a friend who did that and it went septic and it was one of the worst things I've ever seen.
The was it all crusty and scabby?
No, Mom, it looked like she had some sort of flesh-eating virus that it was so bad and I felt so bad for her.
All right.
But when it comes to the extremes in that way, I really do feel that it is a bit of mental illness. And then I feel like, what's wrong with me? Because I am attracted to it.
I mean,
look at Sid. He's got a face tattoo.
What is it on his face?
It's his logo.
Oh,
but okay. I mean, you're attracted to that, but you wouldn't like your son to do it.
Not for my son.
Well, how come you're attracted to it, but you wouldn't like your
son? Oh, because I'm all kinds of fucked up, Dad.
What?
I said I'm all kinds of fucked up.
Yeah, but, oh.
You never want your kids to do what you did. You want them to be better.
Oh, I had tattoos way before it was fucking fashionable.
Yeah.
And, Trevor's tat, you know, it's fucking...
I remember when I first started getting tattoos, not a lot of girls did it.
When Andy said, I've been disarmed, and I'm going, what the fuck is wrong with me? It hurts.
See, I used to like getting tattoos because it made me think about the pain of the tattoo and not the mental pain that I was in. It's a very confusing thing. And I do think that it sometimes, with some people, it's a form of self-harm.
But also, when you have a tattoo, you should really, really think about it. And I also tell people now, when they come and meet and greet, and they ask me to sign my name, and they're going to have it tattooed. I go, you know, if you want to be, that's what I say to them, or if you want to be somebody unique, don't have a tattoo.
Yeah.
Because everybody's fucking got them now.
They really do. Right, are you ready for the first topic?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, all righty then.
It is social media.
Ooh, I hate it. Go on.
All right. Texting versus calling. What's the best way to communicate?
What was that? Okay.
Texting versus calling. What's the best way to communicate?
I text all.
I know you do. You're texting mad. But there's only some people I FaceTime with. I don't like FaceTiming with everybody.
I don't like doing that.
The thing is, I get in a role with it, and then I'll FaceTime somebody, and I'm like, I'm in the bath. What the fuck am I doing? Because
yeah,
I do my calls from the bath. And then I'm, like, talking to, like, Colin. And I'm like, oh, Colin, I'll call you back.
Poor Colin.
I know. It's like, what am I doing? But I just...
Mum, you are a secret teenager. You are a secret Generation Z-er who sits there on TikTok and does FaceTimes in the bath.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's hilarious, actually. I don't like it because there are times where I don't have makeup on and I look like shit and I don't want to stare at myself looking like shit while I'm talking to someone else.
Well, I either FaceTime from bed or in the bath. So it's one or the other.
Dad, do you know what an influencer is?
Sorry?
An influencer.
What?
An influencer. I'll tell you what it is.
I just wanted to clarify that before I ask this question.
Yeah. No, Daddy doesn't know. There's this generation of people that go on their social media and they'll talk about makeup, they'll try makeup or fashion or food or whatever it is, and they
meant become
to be
like an
expert
in
field. Whatever their subject is that they're interested in.
It's bullshit.
Yes, and so they call them influencers.
It's just a popularity contest, but unfortunately, these.
You don't have to pay for that, do you?
No,
they get paid to then... What they do is they build an audience.
A certain Chinese food.
Yeah, you could be an expert, an influencer on Chinese food. You could say, go to this restaurant, that one. This one does great fucking whatever it is. That one's shit. That one's brilliant. But really...
You don't know.
No, you do. Most of them do.
For example, there's a few makeup influencers that I like, and I see what products they're using, and so then I'll go and buy them.
Like an online rep for the conference. Yeah,
but the thing is, it starts off honest. It starts off honest, right? And they know what they're talking about. And then you go to the next level where whatever it is you're trying to sell, that people who are in that industry will send you stuff for free or pay you to talk about it. So then you get these influencers that were doing it truthfully, but now they've become business people. They're getting paid to talk about this, and it could be shit, but they're getting 50 grand, 100, 200 grand salesmen.
Yeah, it's literally the modern day salesman. Okay, so here's the question. Influencers, inspiring or irritating?
Both.
Irritating.
I think they're both.
Both.
Because there's a few weight loss ones that I've seen that I'm like, wow, this woman is like really inspired me to get up and I'm going to go to the gym today. Or there's some, as I say, makeup ones that I think are beautiful and I love watching their work because they actually do beautiful makeup. But when they're just constantly trying to sell me shit or tell me that I have to use a product that I know they're getting hundreds of thousands of dollars to tell me to use, I'm just like, what's the point in this?
There isn't any point. You might as well go through a magazine and pick out an ad in a magazine because you like the photo, so you'll go and buy that piece of makeup and try it out. There's no difference.
It's unbelievable.
Or something to wear.
I've never heard of influencers.
Oh, yeah. And then you'll get the influencers that will go, today I'm wearing, and this is fit so day, much Mom. from whatever. And
fit of the day.
Yeah.
So if they can sell it, sell.
And then they get the shit for nothing. Yeah, they get paid and they get loads of clothes for free. But
I
will say,
I have found some really amazing products that I would love to tell people about, but I don't want to look like I'm trying to be an influencer or that I'm making money off it. Yeah, but
then you become honest and you just say, look, I'm not getting paid. I happen to believe in this. That's all. But once you put yourself out there to say, I'm not getting paid. And if somebody finds out you are, then you're busted and your credibility is gone.
Yeah.
But if you do it honestly and just say, I happen to think it's great, you should know about it, that's all. Then you can still do it.
Okay, what about internet challenges? Are they a fun trend or risky behavior?
It's an internet challenge.
So they have these like social media challenges where, I'll give you an example, like the ice bucket challenge for ALS. I thought that was beautiful. I thought that it raised so much money. It was
sensational.
And it changed the game.
Totally for ALS. Do you remember when people used to tip buckets of ice over themselves and you would get paid money? You'd say to everybody here, like, give us, how much will you pay me to put a bucket of ice?
Yeah.
And so whatever that money was, you would then give to the charity.
Oh, yeah.
And that was really good.
But then there are some where, like, the one in, where they take like cinnamon or chocolate, like cocoa powder, and try and talk. And there are people who have died doing it. And it's like,
Or they do the like the hunting ones. You have to find something and you go.
The one.
Hunting.
Not treasure
hunting.
And the chili
that
peppers.
That sort of thing.
Oh, yeah. The spicy chili pepper ones.
Fucking hell.
And then there are some that I think are age appropriate and some that aren't. Like, with some of the TikTok dances and challenges, they're a bit, I think the moves are too sexual for a little girl to be doing.
I don't like all the pumping and grinding. Yeah, I never have. I've never been into that. And like, oh, twerk for me, baby. And you've got like a 3-year-old twerking.
Because I don't like that.
We know what happens with that stuff. We know because there's so many predators out there and then they start taking pictures of your kids and we know what happens.
Yeah.
We've seen it too many times.
I think it's risky behavior. I like
the ones though where you get like the mum, dad and a little kid dancing together. And I think that's nice to see a family doing that.
Yeah.
I think it's fun, but as long as it's like age appropriate.
Yeah, age appropriate. It has to be age appropriate because some of the challenges are just not.
Chris.
Yeah.
What?
We say hello to Auntie Jean.
Hi, Auntie Jean! Oh, I love Auntie Jean.
Let's say hi to Barbara Ann.
Hi, Barbara Ann.
We're not using Barbara this podcast Ann. To say hello to everybody, Mum.
Why not?
You can text them after the show.
No.
Hey, everyone. It's Kelly Osborne, and the Osborne's podcast is sponsored by Cozy Earth. Guess what's right around the corner? Valentine's Day. And that means it's time to surprise your special someone with a gift you'll both love. The gift of Cozy Earth. On my list this Valentine's Day are Cozy Earth best-selling bamboo sheets. They are made from 100% viscose, from bamboo, and seriously are the softest things I have ever felt. I love Cozy Earth. I love it so much. I am literally obsessed. My entire house is Cozy Earth. I sleep like a baby on them. They are the only sheets I trust. With Valentine's Day approaching, this really would make the greatest gift for you both to have. Just go to cozyearth.com/Osbournes and enter Osbournes at checkout for up to 35% off. That's cozyearth.com/Osbournes. You will not regret it. All right, we're going to go into a new topic. Fashion faux pas.
Oh, yes. Love it, love it.
Okay.
What's the first?
When someone dresses in something that you don't deem worked for them.
Is fur fashion?
No, it's hideous, and I am so against it. It physically hurts.
Your mother and I used to have I had a full-length silver fox, and your mum had a full-length mink. We both said, have a funeral.
And do you know who it was that really opened my eyes to it?
Who?
The McCartneys.
Yeah.
They really opened my eyes. And when I saw the films that they'd taken and all of these animals being caged and killed, and you saw them all being killed, and it was like, what on earth am I doing? And I mean, that was like 100 years ago that I saw it, but I can't thank them enough.
Your mum was always in fucking furs.
But we have so much incredible technology to where you can make a fake and it looks exactly the same. It feels
Now they're doing the mob wife look, and they go and they'll get old furs, used furs. It's still fucking fur, and you still paid for it.
It's beyond me that some countries eat dogs. I mean, I'm like, it's one glick from fucking cannibalism for me.
I think so too. I mean,
fucking beaten dogs.
I don't understand.
Don't even. I'm gonna Ralph. Go on.
Right. What about socks with sandals? Is it fashion forward or a style sin?
What?
Socks with sandals.
Socks with
sandals. Sandals. Like where you get open-toed sandals and then someone's got a big pair of socks on with them.
Oh, fucking.
See, I think
Dad,
looks.
Dad, you can't say that.
No, he just did. He did. There's look. Now for some women that I do like with socks.
I like it. I like Birkenstocks with socks.
But when I see men, it doesn't work for me.
It doesn't work with men. It doesn't. But I do believe that there are some.
I used to walk around with fucking sandals on all the time.
But never a big pair of socks on with them.
No fucking way. We can afford a pair of socks.
They always remind me when I see men like that, like Ramblers.
Oh, I know what you mean.
Yeah, the old English Ramblers.
Not as
yeah. Like nerds.
I'm all for a nerd, though.
No.
Love a
boring,
nerd.
Boring.
Right. What about wearing designer PJs in public? Comfortable or inappropriate?
Comfortable.
Comfortable.
It's up to you. If you
first met Mum and you were wearing pyjamas.
Pyjama jacket.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nicked up somebody's clothes on.
I love it. That's funny. But I like it. It's comfortable. And I think it's a nice way of looking chic without trying too hard.
Yeah.
What about white after Labor Day? Do you believe that rule? I don't understand it. It's very American.
It's too American. I don't understand
it. White after Labor Day?
That you're not supposed to wear white after Labor Day.
When is Labor Day?
In the summer, isn't it? Labor Day is an American holiday.
I don't know. I'm English. I don't know anything about it.
But most people on Labor Day don't.
Labor Day, President's Day.
Do you have to kill something?
No, there's nothing to do with dying in Labor Day.
Like, you're eating a goose or something.
No,
that's Christmas. No, goose. Turkey's Christmas.
That's
Thanksgiving. Yeah. He did it one time when you were you were 6 weeks old and we went to Palm Springs because Daddy was in the Betty Ford Center. Mm. I just hired this new nanny. She was a Norland nanny. And she came out with us to Palm Springs. She was only a kid. And she had a cold. And Daddy just come out of Betty Ford's and it was Christmas.
remember that Christmas.
You don't. You were just born. No, and then Daddy said to her,
the fairy outfits.
The nanny. Daddy said to the nanny, oh, you've got a wicked cold. She goes, oh, yes, you're talking like that. And he goes, you know what will cure that cold? She goes, no. And he goes, you need some goose fat. Rub it on your chest. That'll fucking get rid of it. And she was like, oh, my God.
Goose fat?
Goose fat? Where did goose fat come from?
I don't fucking know.
Where do you get goose fat from?
Rub it on your chest.
It's a rubber goose's arsehole on your chest.
You guys are nuts. What's your biggest fashion faux pas, do you think?
What's my biggest?
Fashion faux pas, but you look back on it and you're like, why did I do that?
Oh.
Platform boots. Fuck, you know. I look at some of the old stuff and I go, what the fuck was I thinking?
But I think they look so cool in the pictures.
Oh, no.
I think you look so cool.
Look for carnival boots.
What about you, Mum?
I think in the 80s, the hair like this. And it was very big, and the big shoulder pads.
Chicken and chips in the basket.
That's what we lived off in the 80s.
I think my biggest fashion faux pas was when I shaved my head. Oh. Because I looked like a genderless baby that was a bit fat.
I mean, then you had tattoos.
And then I tattooed my head just to, you know, really...
To really rub it
really
in.
Really rub it in, yeah. And really prove the point.
More we go, more we do. Oh, no, what's it going to the worse you'd get. So you just, I can't. If you saw us going, fuck, you know, you'd go and have three tattoos on your head. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying about Sid. Well,
let's hope he doesn't rebel.
Oh, he's going to. Every kid does.
Go on.
But, yeah, I do think my shaved head was... And at the time, I thought I looked so cool. To be honest,
it didn't look that bad.
I thought I looked so cool. But
I got used to it after the war.
But I did look like a genderless baby.
You look like a what?
A genderless
baby.
But
you've always had a baby face.
What's one of them?
It's like a baby. It's like, are you a girl or a boy? What are you?
No, I thought you looked really cool for a war. But then...
Then I gained weight from drinking and my face... changed shape and I didn't like the way I looked.
You look much better with hair.
But I think I look much better with hair.
But I remember saying to you, you had actual Goldilocks, golden hair. It looked like it was gold.
Well, you should see it now. It feels like
pubic
hair.
And you know what you did? You went snip, 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 cut the fucking lot off.
Why did I do it? Why did I do it?
Why?
Do you remember?
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Get out the violin. What did I do?
You were managing Billy Corgan and Smashing Pumpkins, and we were all meant to go on a plane to Ireland, and Amy didn't want me to go. So you told me I had to stay after I'd packed my suitcase and I was ready to go. So I leaned my head.
Yes,
I had. And I leaned my head out of the window as you were driving out of the driveway with Amy and went, fuck you, and cut my hair.
I said fuck you. Oh, okay.
You didn't say it.
No.
Because that was the only thing I thought I could get you back with. And then I started to cry and Dad took me to the salon and they fixed it. Because I had one up here and rest was down.
One down there. Do you remember when you dyed it pink for your prom?
Yeah.
Why did you cut your hair?
Because Mum had invited... me and Amy and Jack to go with her when she was working with Billy Corgan in Ireland. And he had a big show. And Amy didn't want me to come. So Mum told me I had to stay because she didn't want
to. Why would you do that?
I don't even remember. Jesus. Thanks, Cal.
It's the truth, though.
Oh, yeah. Your truth.
No. It is the truth.
Oh, here we go. What else did I do? Pile it on.
No, I'm not saying you did anything. I'm just saying what happened.
Okay, next one.
Okay. We're in a new category right now, and it's celebrity shenanigans. Paparazzi, necessary for fame or an invasion of privacy?
Both.
Absolutely both.
People use them when they need them. And then when people get to a certain position in life, they don't want them anymore.
It doesn't work like that, though.
No. Once you're in, you're in.
Do you remember how vicious they used to be, though? The world of paparazzi has changed so much. They used to be the most insane private detectives and paparazzi at the same time because they would put...
But in the old days, they were great photographers. They were brilliant photographers, and many of them went on to do and so well. And then anyone just picked
up a camera. I'll never forget when we went down to Malibu Colony. We went into a shop. When we came out of the shop, and there must have been fucking 50 fucking guys with cameras. Mm-hmm. I was like, what the fuck?
I don't understand, because if they're all taking the same picture, it probably depreciates the value of the picture because there's more people with the same picture.
Yeah, but one just gets that split second shot that's different. Well, and, you know.
And then Russia would instantly send it through there.
I wish that I was nicer to some of the paparazzi, though.
And I get on with those.
I do too now.
They have more rights than you have.
I know they do have more rights than I do. And which is insane.
I'll never forget when that fucking guy in London, it was a show up, Jamiroquai. He's pulled up in a Rolls Royce, somebody's banged the car, and he gets out of the car, and he's, all right, which one of you fucking in my car? And he's going, fucking flying head, but straight in the face. I was like, fuck.
He's a nice guy.
What?
Jamiroquai. Like him.
I never met him.
I met him at the Sunset Marquee years ago.
I've never met him.
I mean, if somebody did that to your Rolls Royce, would you get out and deck him?
No.
I don't think I would either. Mum would.
Depend on my mood.
Okay. Award shows. Recognition of talent or just a popularity contest?
Both.
I think there's too many. There's too many of them now.
I think it depends on the award and how the award is voted on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when the same people keep winning over and over again, it's like the same show every year.
It does start to be a bit repetitive and you start to think...
I don't know. We discussed this before about the Grammys. There are just... It needs refreshing. The whole thing of award show needs refreshing. I don't know what it is.
It's not so much about the people who are getting the awards now. It's a fucking big event.
I mean, and there's some events where you don't get the award if you don't show up.
Of course you don't.
You don't get the award for what?
Like the American Music Awards are one of those.
Even if you've won the award, if you don't show up, they'll give it to someone else.
Of course.
If you don't show up,
Why do you think with big charity events, you get big charity events, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you think of who do people really want to see? Oh, I know. We'll give it to a prince or a princess. And then people will want to come to be in a room with them so we can charge so much for a ticket. Then we'll give them an award for being the bestest person in the world, and then we'll raise more money for a charity.
But then I think that's using your celebrity for good.
Sorry.
Yeah, but...
Do you remember when we went to Carole King show and they were giving a set of lyrics to one of the songs on Tapestry?
Yeah.
And it was a fucking...
On Tapestry, like Needlepoint?
No.
Her album was called Tapestry. Oh. It was like 50 years ago.
The prize was a set of the lyrics. And people, it sounded like you were going to get the original one. But I was like, photo set copy.
Well, that's a bit shit.
I would still take it.
I would too. But what do you think? Like, do you think that celebrities play up to the cameras more? I do.
There's certain celebrities. I've heard about certain celebrities phone them.
And tell them where they're going to be. I've never done that.
It's their publicists do that. The publicists
do
it.
No, Mom, I know the people who do it.
Oh.
And I'm like...
That's desperate. Like, that's sad.
No.
Desperate.
Like, but
I wouldn't even
them,
know
guess.
how to reach somebody that...
I wouldn't want
it's
them
embarrassing.
Having my phone number.
I'd tell them I was going to go to one place and go to the other.
If you want to have a private life, you can.
You can have a private life.
You can.
I learned the hard way how to do it, but I know how to do it. I know where to go in LA if I want to go to dinner with my friends and not be seen. Yeah. I know where to go if I want to be seen.
That's right.
And it's not like you're suffering with the quality of restaurant you're going to. It's just, you know where to go to mm-hmm. hide. And I think that when people are like, I have no privacy. I'm like, because you don't want it.
No.
You don't want it. Well, then take your vagina off Instagram.
No.
And calm down.
If you want to go to Mr. Chow's or Craig's or one of those restaurants where you know the paps hang out.
Yeah.
That's it. You go and you know you're going to get papped. But then there are restaurants in LA, in everywhere, every major city you can go that you're not going to get. You're not going to get papped.
It's interesting to me where people beg for privacy, but they're not doing anything to sustain it. Nowadays, like the mysterious ingenue or the new girl coming up with the brooding voice, you don't get to be private anymore. You can't be private anymore. You can't be an enigma because people want to buy into your life, buy into your story. If they're going to part with their hard-earned money, they will know.
In the 70s, there was a thing that was going on with everybody. It was, if you were in the music industry and you were in a big band or a big solo artist, you'd never make a video, you wouldn't do interviews, and you would be mysterious. And now, in this world and the way people perceive you, you Zeppelin can't be like that way.
Yeah, you can't be
you
that
can't
way.
Be that way.
Zeppelin like
yeah.
That.
And I understand why.
It's a different world. People want a piece of you, whereas before, it was they loved the mystique. People don't want that because the mystique now is gone and they forget you. They're on to somebody else.
Yeah. So there's sort of bands around you and you never knew what they looked like.
No, never.
Because it was more about how they sounded than what they looked like.
Yeah, it was about a body of work. People don't deliver great bodies of work that much anymore. It's all just singles.
Oh, what did Ice Spice call her new single? Her new song, Mum, is called Think You the Shit, Fart.
Think you.
Yeah.
Or thank you.
Think. Like, think.
Think you're the shit.
Yeah. Fart.
Oh, lovely.
Pass.
Yeah. Half of me thinks it's hilarious, half of me thinks it's stupid.
Pass.
But it gets everyone talking
think
about
you're
it.
The shit.
Well, why
Pass.
Didn't she go all the way and Pass. Just say use tampon?
The song is called Think You the Shit, Fart.
Fart.
Yes.
Pass.
Fart. F-A-R-T.
Everybody farts.
Everybody farts. And do you know on Instagram, you know how like somebody will send you something and then all of a sudden your feed gets filled with that one thing someone sent you. Someone sent me a fart video and now only thing that pop up when I look at reels is fart videos.
I never laugh at them. I don't think it's funny.
Oh, Mum, farts are always funny.
No. For babies. Kids.
Mum, but like you've been in a situation and somebody has farted really, really loud and all of a sudden everybody's giggling.
Well, when next to that woman.
Who?
That lawyer guy. Trump's lawyer.
Oh, him. Well, he's addled, isn't he? Do you
what
remember?
Happened?
The one that was doing his flies up on the Sacha Baron Cohen movie. Do you remember?
I can't remember.
He used to be the mayor of New York.
Rudy Giuliani. I didn't see it.
He was in court and he farted next to his lawyer.
She went.
And then, do you remember when his hair dye was running?
Running down his face.
Oh, he's disgusting.
He's a hot mess.
He's talking and she farts and she goes.
See, you're laughing. You do find it funny. You do find it funny, Mom.
I don't like that humor, but go on.
But you do
you
find it
like
funny.
You don't like that humour.
No.
You'd be the first to be on the fucking floor laughing.
No.
Yes, you would.
Know what I find
no,
funny.
No, no, no,
Mom.
No, no.
Oh, here we go.
I know
here
you.
We go. Tell me what I think is funny.
No, no. If you were in an elevator and somebody farted in you.
I would throw up.
No,
if I'm in an elevator and somebody farts, I would literally gag. I would gag.
She's full of shit.
No, I would want a fucking mask. I couldn't.
If I didn't know the person, I'd be very upset.
Gag.
She would be on the floor.
You would be on the floor,
You'd
Mum.
Be fucking holding on the...
Like, remember being in school and, like, somebody farted in a quiet moment in class? It's always funny.
If you're a kid.
Mum, but you can say that and you can act like your sense of humour is more ladylike, but you would still laugh at a fart.
I'm not ladylike, but the thing is, I don't like fart humour. It's for babies.
Oh, my God.
They all love to fart and they think it's hysterical.
The great fucking debate.
Yeah, baby farts.
I mean,
Mum, you fart so much.
Can...
Sorry, but you do.
All right. Would you at least have my back on this?
I don't not with you all the time, but...
Oh, you fucking are! Oh, my God!
How many trips to London have we had this year?
What?
How many trips to London have we had?
One. It's the fucking new year.
Well, okay.
In the last year. Look, Mum, you have a bubbly bum. Let's here just
we
be
go.
Honest.
Now she's on a roll. Here we go. Polly perfect.
No, I fart all the time, but I'm proud of them because they're funny, but like you can never hear them. Always is like a
so in this conversation, every human person at some time drops one.
Yeah. Everyone, including Mum.
Can we please move on?
Yes, we can move on.
Polly
to our
perfect.
Next. I am not perfect. I don't know where you're getting that from.
Come on.
All right. This category is specifically for you, Mum.
Oh, here we go.
Home decorating dilemmas.
Yeah.
Okay. DIY projects. Is it a fun hobby or potential disaster?
No, never happens.
Never happens. No. I think it's a potential disaster. None of us know what we're doing.
Please.
I have never done anything to these houses.
No, you...
Mum just does it
all. We can't fix anything. We can't make anything.
I will say, you have the most impeccable taste, though. The way that you can come in and visualize a room and redesign that room and have it be
perfect.
But
very expensive as well.
Well, of course. No one's talking about money here. We're just talking about Mum's creative vision. She's really, really good at that. But a do-it-yourself project?
No.
No way. We'd all end up in hospital or the house would be burned down.
Who wants to fucking do it yourself if you're going to afford to... professionals do.
Because there are many people that have that gift. Yeah. I think it's a gift.
It is a gift.
Not me. Not Johnny Osborne.
We can't put a light bulb in or plug in a fucking plug in, let alone anything
else.
I can't
even open the fucking front door, everyone.
It is, I will say, you guys, we don't come from a household of knowing how to fix what's broken.
Oh, I can't feel. Oh.
I can't even use what I've had installed. There's a new lighting system at the house in England. I can't fucking use it.
Really?
When something goes wrong, if it's a mechanical thing, poking will go.
The funniest thing is watching you guys try to work the TV still. It's still exactly the same as it was on the Osbournes. Or change the temperature in the room.
You know what? You would think with this AI fucking... Where we're all at. You still got a computer brain to put the fucking TV on.
Who do you think in the family is the most tech savvy?
Tech what?
Tech savvy, like technology savvy. I think it might be me.
It's not me.
You're all pretty good at it. You are. It's your generation.
But like, I'll tell you who's amazing at it, though. It's Jack's kids.
So that's bringing that water.
Andy and Pearl always show me stuff that I can't believe they know how to do, like their editing capabilities and their coding and stuff that just goes over my head, and they're doing it, and they're great at it for how young they are.
Yeah.
Jack's kids, Andy...
Oh, yeah.
Was that you being sarcastic to me about bringing in the water?
A bottle of water.
Yeah, I forgot.
Do you want me to get you a bottle of water?
No, Coca-Cola.
Okay.
Coca-Cola.
Do you want me to get the one you had in the kitchen?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll be right back. Talk amongst yourselves.
The rest of it's on the fridge, Cal.
Okay.
So if the toilet gets stopped up, what do you do?
Call fucking 911.
If it can't plunge it. I can't plunge it, then it's fucking plumbing.
Listen, we've had, this has been going on maybe a year, okay? There's been little places in the house where I've noticed there's water here under, this seems a bit damp. And you know, when the sunlight comes through, you can see where things are damp. And it's been moving through the three floors of the house, right? And it's been for about a year I've been noticing this. Then suddenly the fucking comes through. The ceiling's rotten, the floor's rotten, the whole... Have you seen the ladies' cloakroom? The waste pipe in the bath upstairs has not been attached. And it's been slowly leaking through the entire house on three floors.
And suddenly, fucking water comes through every light in the ceiling.
That was because one of Jack's kids blocked the toilet and kept flushing it.
And the kids were in the bath, in the room, splashing the water. And it came running, it must have travelled a lot.
I'm at the kitchen sink and I just put on a brand new white cashmere sweater. And so I'm thinking I'm like cat's whiskers and I'm there. And suddenly I look and there's this brown drip. It was shit. Coming from the toilet where they'd shoved all the toilet paper after they've crapped. And it was coming literally through the ceiling. But it's literally taken a year of that bathroom, because it's like a guest bathroom where the waste pipe's going in the bath. And now everything's come down.
Well, the usual trick is, check into a hotel.
All right, next one. Indoor plants, green thumb or just a hassle?
Just a hassle.
Oh, no, I love them.
I love them. I have a real emotional attachment to some of my plants.
Mum, every now gets his pruning head on.
Oh, no, that's in the garden. No, but I love the garden.
What about, I remember being a kid and we still have the same fucking cactus.
Oh.
That cactus, I'll tell you how old that cactus was. That cactus was from 1975.
And we had it for how long? Oh, is it still alive?
Ever. No, it's gone.
Oh, but that makes me sad.
I know.
But I remember that cactus. We'd move house. It'd go in a box for 2 years. Yep. We'd pull it out. It'd still be alive.
Oh, yeah.
And that was a special cactus. Yeah. And then when I was pregnant, a friend of mine named Dawn gave me a money tree. And it was only about that big.
Who did we buy a cactus for, sir?
And it's now like this big and it's grown with me and my baby and I love that plant. If anything happened to it, I would be devastated. Smart home devices, helpful or just hype? What? So that's like Alexa, you know, any of like the AI and stuff that is for your refrigerator and...
All of that shit, you can work it on your phone, you can turn the lights on in your house, you can turn the heat on in your house.
You can do everything
through your phone and it's attached to fucking Edna or whoever her name is in that box. It's like, forget it.
Not me.
Mm-mm. What are you on about? All I hear is, Alexa, Alexa.
Play the White Album.
You love Alexa.
Oh, Alexa's on the right, that's easy. But I can't work the phone.
No, I think you're better at your phone than Mum is.
He's much better than I am. Yeah. But he always has been.
Much better. Because Mum's... Try travelling with Mum and see if she can get onto a Wi-Fi somewhere.
Oh, I had the guy on the plane coming home last week. Uh-huh. I had the steward. I'm like, come here. Can you attach me to the Wi-Fi, please?
Does have no idea. No idea whatsoever. And I've shown you probably 50 times.
I just like.
Not technical. Mm-hmm. I don't like the idea of something watching and listening to you the whole time. I mean, I have cameras in my house for my baby, and that's it. I don't have Alexa. I don't have any of the...
Why do they call it Alexa?
I don't know. And then I think about my friend Alexa, and then I'm like, I wonder if she hates that's called Alexa.
Go on.
All right. That's all for home decor and dilemmas. Do you think that sometimes when you're decorating a house that you create more dilemmas anyway when you're decorating?
Create more what, girl?
Dilemmas, or you discover more dilemmas, I should say.
Oh, yeah. As soon as you start on, you find one thing, then you realize it's because of something else, and it's like the domino effect when you're decorating. Yeah. Like when we decided, right, about redoing the house at home, mm-hmm. and I'm thinking, oh, these curtains are fine. You know, they look perfect. We've hardly lived here. And then I'd go to the back of the curtains, and it was like something out of a Dickens movie. They were all shredded, where age, the light yeah. had, you know, sun eaten all the fabric.
Moth damage and all sorts.
Yeah.
Next category. Relationship ridicules. Okay. Blind dates, exciting or anxiety inducing?
Oh, you're asking the wrong people.
What? How are you going to fucking ask me? I don't date anyone. I've got Sid.
Have you ever been on a blind date?
Yeah, but my blind date was a white stick.
Wait, didn't you go on a blind date with a deaf girl?
No, no.
No, she threw a brick outside his house. No, you threw a brick at her through the window.
I don't know.
I think blind dates... I remember one time somebody set me up on a blind date and I was like... And at the time, I wasn't really into the idea of dating anybody, but my friend talked me into it, so I said I'd go. And the only thing I got to see was like a small picture before we went. This guy showed up and he looked fuck all like the picture.
They never do.
Like nothing like it. And you just sit there and you're like, oh, this is so bad. He must be feeling awkward too because he doesn't fucking know me. And it takes balls to show up in the situation anyway. And I'm like, I'm not for it. It's too much anxiety.
But the thing is, now...
I'm too fucking old for a blind date now.
Fucking hell. We both
are. I can just poke you in the eye and then you can take mum to dinner.
How's about that then?
I've been saying that for the last 5 years.
We still haven't gone out for dinner.
You know, but come 7:30. Hey, listen.
Do lunch, don't do dinner, because by the end of the night, you'll never get out the house.
Never.
Come 7:30, me and my missus are in bed.
Well, you know how I live my life. I sleep when the baby sleeps. I don't stay up late. You know that if you text me after what time, I'm out.
Oh, but me, I'm up all night.
I don't know how you do it.
4 o'clock last night.
It must be so...
You know why?
Lonely.
Because in the night, she could turn the machine off without thinking, or she could think for herself.
Yeah.
Without thinking, why not? I've got to do that. Is that one okay? Is this one okay? She never stops.
I like the night now.
You do?
Yeah.
I like the morning. I like early morning.
Oh, yeah. No. Wicked. Can't cope.
Go on, next one.
Okay. PDA, which stands for public displays of affection. Romantic or inappropriate?
It depends. A kiss is a... But I'm fucking slapping around.
Slapping around. You know, grabbing like a fish.
I think if I can hear it, it's too much.
Okay.
Like when you can hear someone making out and you just hear them. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. This is not the place. But you two are always...
I kiss him all along until I love her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not... But you, I don't feel like we yours is inappropriate.
We don't slurp pot around each other.
No.
In public. I don't care.
It doesn't bother you?
No, if I see you, I'm like... Knock yourselves out. I don't care.
I think it's inappropriate. It's a bit
don't
like...
Don't care.
Get a room.
Next one.
Okay. Pet names for partners. Endearing or embarrassing?
Endearing.
Like, yeah.
Okay, so do you have any that if someone called you, you'd be like, I don't like that?
I mean...
No, a pet name is for that...
I call mum Boo.
But I find a lot of men... will, you know, all right, darling, or they'll, like, I can't stand to be called baby girl by a man.
Baby girl?
Baby girl, baby I girl. Don't like it. But if a black woman called me baby girl, I feel really loved. It's really weird. But if a man says to me...
Is it a term of endearment?
But if a man calls me baby girl, I'm like, get out of here.
But Nobody calls me baby.
I don't like to be called dear.
I find it very condescending.
I don't like it. Hello, dear, fuck off. Don't like it.
Or darling.
Oh, I don't mind everybody's darling. Everybody's darling.
I think darling's nice. But if you hear it in like, all right, darling, you're a bit like,
I use that word, darling. You okay, darling?
Yeah, you called mum darling a lot.
She calls me darling and a few other times.
But what do you guys call each other? Boo and...
Boody.
Boody.
Asshole. Depends on the day.
Okay, yeah. Marriage proposals. Is it a romantic gesture or an outdated tradition?
I love it.
You do?
Yeah, I don't know what it's outdated now.
It's my biggest fucking nightmare. It's making me sweat just talking about it.
Why?
Oh, I hate it. The whole, like, getting down on one knee and then you're looking down at them being God.
That, you mean in a public display?
Yeah.
Well, there's one I was watching on the news. It was, fuck off.
I'm making me sweat.
This woman, this girl... to look out a high-rise window. And then she's looking out, goes, and now all the people come and stand behind. And when she turns around, he's on one knee, and all her friends are lined up. And he said, it's like, fucking hell.
Oh, that's sweet. I think it's sweet,
but it is my nightmare. I'm not the kind of girl that is into that. Cringy. I don't like the surprise.
It's a personal thing. It's a personal preference. All of that
It's like, I'm sweating talking about it. My nightmare. It's happened to me a couple times in my life where people have proposed to me and I haven't been ready for it. And I'm just like, what the fuck are you doing?
You've had three.
Yeah. Joint bank accounts, trust building or potential conflict.
It's a bit late for that one.
Bit late for joint bank accounts for me and Mrs. Al.
We haven't entered into that world yet, but we have to, and it's making me like...
It's, again, it depends on... Every situation's different, you know?
Yeah.
Every...
Well, because it's just stuff like Sid's on tour so much, and when I have to get stuff for the baby, and to make it fair, we're going to open up a joint situation. No. But...
That didn't come into it. If you're both... Your mum knows that... What you want for the kid. So you shouldn't have an allowance off your partner to keep it cheap, you know.
I see what you're saying. I agree with you, but I like to keep things as fair as possible because we're not married, and so it is 50-50 between Sid and I right now, and it can be a potential source of conflict if someone takes advantage of it on either side. Like, I'm very careful.
Well, even if you decide to put money in an account, it's not like either of you are going to start spending that money in that account to go out shopping for yourselves, is it?
No, I'm not doing that. I'd like to, but I'm not. Okay. Shared toothbrushes, intimate or unsanitary?
Fuck off.
Have you ever used mum's toothbrush?
Never in never.
Would you if you had to?
No.
There was one toothbrush in this world and you wanted to brush your teeth and you had to share it with mum, would you?
I'd go, you can have it. I'll go with that.
Aww.
Chivalrous. I love that, Dad.
All you need to do is put peroxide on it.
I don't know, because when they brush their teeth, their gums bleed, and that's just like opening a whole door of like germs. It's disgusting, Mom.
Toothbrush. I used to do that when you go to parties and you didn't like the party or you didn't like the person.
You go into their bathroom and wipe your ass with their toothbrush?
Yep.
Oh, that's so nice of you.
Mm-hmm. That was my party trick.
Oh, so fucking wrong,
Mom. I know.
So wrong.
Oh.
Have you ever done that to Dad?
No, but I've done it. I used to do it all the time if I didn't like the person.
You spend the night there.
Lovely. So clean the toilet. Oh, I've made a mess. I'll clean the toilet with their toothbrush, put it back.
Oh,
can you imagine what a load of different hotels, what they do to your toiletry stuff.
Oh my God. Do you know that I am so psychotic when I'm in a hotel that I put my stuff in a place and I can tell if it's been moved?
Yeah.
And I have this special thing that goes on the end of my toothbrush that is like a blue light that cleans it.
But can you imagine if it's just, say you're a housekeeper and you go into a room and it's like a disaster and you have to clean that up. You'd be pissed off with that person. I would be tempted to do something to their toothbrush. No?
I have.
You have, yeah.
You used to shit in people's shoes and put them back.
No, only when they would leave them outside to clean the shoes. They used to do that in hotels years ago. You'd leave your shoes outside the door.
Some hotels, they still do it.
Not if Ozzy's staying in the hotel, they don't.
All right, the final question. Are you ready?
Go on.
Friends versus love interests. Who gives the best advice? I would say friends, because they're not trying to fuck you.
What was the question again?
Who gives the best advice? Is it your friend or your love interest?
My love interest. I mean, because if friends. I don't know, what's a good question?
Again, it's one of those things where it's a different answer for everyone.
Yeah.
It's like, I go to my best friend Daniel and I go to Omar so much with stuff like this because I know no matter what, even if it's something I don't want to hear, they tell me the truth.
But you're lucky to have friends like that. Yeah. Not everybody's got that.
So whereas because Sid loves me so much, sometimes he sees things through his rose-colored glasses and I'm not getting the whole picture. Whereas if I go to my friends, I'm getting the whole picture.
You know, like I say, you're lucky that you've got friends that tell you the truth.
Yeah. I think that is so important in life. Yeah. I know so many people that are only surrounded by yes men and it creates monsters. Monsters. You have to be frightened of someone. You have to respect somebody more than yourself.
Well, value someone's opinion, yeah. You've got
I don't agree. What am I trying to say? I don't agree. Go outside the family.
Oh, I don't go outside of the family with family matters. Ever.
No, I mean, for
advice.
I believe, because your mother and I love each other, there's nothing to gain.
Well, let's wrap this up. This has been a fucking awesome, great debate, don't you think?
It's been groundbreaking. It's phenomenal. A triumph.
You know what I was thinking?
Go on.
It would be an idea to get other people to come and do a debate. Like outside people.
That'd be fun. Well, this is Kelly O signing off.
See you next time, folks.
Mrs. O signing off.
This is Mr. O signing off.